In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Tuesday, today, the 23rd day of April. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin on this Tuesday with a stipulation and a caveat. The stipulation is that economic predictions can bring great peril to the one doing the predicting. There are a whole lot of unknown unknowns out there, to get all Rumsfeldian on you here. The caveat, though, is that if you read enough tea leaves for long enough, you can get a pretty good sense of where things might be heading. Might being the operational phrase, which gets us, at long last, to the point. There has been in this economy much talk in the last 6 months, maybe a year-ish, of recession, sooner rather than later, too. The stock market, you remember, had a case of the willies. Retail sales were slipping. Trade wars and Brexit, you know the drill. Well, things might be changing. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino took the pulse of the economic outlook today to see whether there might be reason for optimism.
The economists I talked to weren't exactly excited about the state of the economy when I asked them how it's going.
Okay, not too bad.
We're not heading into the abyss.
That's not fantastic, but it's very far from a recession.
That's an improvement, right? Mark Zandi, chief economist with Moody's Analytics, who we heard first, says the economy is looking better. Job numbers are strong, consumer spending is bounced back, and wages are rising.
It looked a lot more fragile at the start of the year than it does today. So I do think imminent recession risks have faded.
So no imminent risks. It's helped that China's economy is also doing better than expected, despite the disruption of the trade war, says Cornell economist Eshwar Prasad, speaking here about China.
The economy is not quite firing on all cylinders, but at least the slowdown seems to have been averted to some extent.
But there's still a lot of uncertainty elsewhere in the world, says Michael Pierce with Capital Economics, you know, the abyss guy.
We've still got some pretty strong headwinds to the economy this year.
He points to economic vulnerabilities like Brexit and the potential for yet another government shutdown over budget clashes. Pierce expects economic growth to continue to weaken, certainly below the level we saw after last year's tax cuts. But Dean Baker with the Center for Economic and Policy Research says that's not such a bad place to be.
And that's the growth rate we had 2012 to 2017.
So not great, not abyss. For now, somewhere in between. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.